At this stage, we haven't asked for anything. We might ask for some financial support to help our farmers directly, you know, getting a quick one-on-one consultation with a consultant to work out what's best for their business. That's something that Dairy Australia is putting together a package on, and we might need some extra support to be able to deliver enough of those out to the farmers that require it.
And I understand you've got a meeting coming up with Agriculture Minister Leon Bignall about the dairy crisis?
Yes, so we're meeting him early in June, and we'll be further updating him in there. And you know, if we have worked out what we exactly need by that stage, we'll be making the request directly to him.
Within 48 hours of the Murray-Goulburn announcement, the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria, which is obviously the equivalent of your body in Victoria, had a meeting with their Agriculture Minister, Jala Pulford. Why is your meeting yet to happen?
We've been in constant contact with his office. Just for, at this point in the time, I guess there isn't any need for a direct meeting. We haven't got the direct ask that we need to make yet. We're still establishing what that is. We need to make sure we're asking for the right thing. So as soon as we have that, we can go directly there and ask for exactly what we need.
And drilling into why the meeting is scheduled for June and not earlier, was that because of a lack of availability from the Minister's department, or what was the reason for that?
Nothing sinister at all. It was more that was just the time that was suited us both at this point in time. If anything becomes more urgent, I'm sure that we'll be able to get an earlier meeting if necessary.
So what exactly does the South Australian Dairy Farmers Association want from government?
I guess the thing is we want to make sure that our farmers receive the assistance needed, both in the short term and the long term. And we're having to try and develop an ask both for federal and state governments on how that might be established. But we still need to bandy around a few ideas on what we need to put into that package.
So it sounds as though you haven't formulated a specific direction for what you need help with. You're still in that brainstorming phase.
Yeah, certainly for the medium to the long-term space, we definitely are. We don't want to just chuck something on the table that we know is not workable. We need to go through and make sure that there aren't any consequences to any package that we might put up that might affect our international trade, for example. So we need to be very careful what we do.
As the peak dairy group for South Australia, do you think that you are responding in a way that is timely and appropriate to the needs of the industry at the moment?
I think we are. I think we're dealing with the important things. We're making sure that the bodies that needed to know were aware and were enough resource, so particularly Rural Financial Counselling Service, Rural Business Support.
The Victorian government, alongside their industry body groups, have established a task force to try and develop a plan moving forward. Can South Australian dairy farmers expect something similar in the short term?
We have a working group here in South Australia. We certainly don't have the volume of industry that the Victorian government has to deal with. So dairy is one of their most important industries in their space, so it's given a higher priority. But we certainly have the resources with DairySA, PIRSA and us working together to deal with what we need to at this point in time.